time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. blogtalkradio.com/Natural Solutions Radio. One of the first comments I see on there, vitamin B17, Laetril. I've actually talked about that. Laetril is comes from apricot seeds, apple seeds, pear seeds, peach seeds. They're the it's a B17, very, very high grade anti-cancer. It's actually, the Laetril was formed and said to be a vitamin, vitamin B17. So anytime you want me to mention things or talk about more, I'll be glad to. I use a lot of B17. Actually, I have I buy apricot pits. You can buy them online almost anywhere. And they're around 12 to 15 bucks a pound, usually about 700 plus seeds per pound. They look like little almonds, but they're called bitter almonds. And that bitterness is the actual B17. Now you can buy it in liquid forms. You can buy it in capsules and tablets. You can buy the concentrated B17. And you can also buy just the plain almonds and eat the almonds. And I usually have people eat. If you have cancer, that's when you really want to make sure you're consuming it. But you don't want to eat more than, say, 10 seeds at one time. It's very bitter. It can make you nauseous. And some people are very sensitive to that. So I'd say you can eat about 7 seeds at a time. Some people develop a great taste for it because it's that almond smell, but it's a little bit bitter. And but they develop, you develop a taste for it. You chew up about 7 seeds, anywhere from 3 times a day to 4 times a day. You can get between 20 and say 30 seeds a day. And that's going to give you very high amounts of the B17. This is a new article that came out on the Journal of Open Psychology. And they're talking about what's happening with everybody using excessive use of social media. And it's turning us all into narcissists, according to researchers. And the questions that, you know, people are asking, are you worried that your friends have an unhealthy obsession with taking too many selfies every day? And it looks like researchers are also thinking the same thing. According to a study, excessive use of social media, especially the posting of images and selfies, is linked to a subsequent increase in narcissism. And narcissism, selfies, and social media, that was what the article was called in the Open Psychology Journal. And narcissism is defined as a personality characteristic which may involve beliefs of entitlement and grandiose exhibitionism and taking advantage of others and talking about yourself and thinking that you're the most important person in the room, kind of thing. So anyway, what's happening, the study involved a collaboration between researchers from different universities, Milan University and universities in Africa, and they looked at individuals between 18 and 34 years old. And during the study period, the researchers studied the participants' usage of social media, such as Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and all of these other accounts that are accepted. And the researchers identified the participants who used social media excessively by assessing their visual postings. What did everybody post? And based on the assessments, those who were always on the social media had an average of 25% increase in narcissistic traits during the study. And based on the measurement scale used, the increase pushed a lot of the participants above the clinical cutoff for an actual personality disorder. And the study revealed that people who mostly use social media for verbal postings like Twitter did not display the same qualities. But the researchers noted that the group who preferred verbal postings, their initial levels of narcissism predicted the growth in this form of social media usage over time. And the more narcissistic the group was to begin with, the more they shared later on. And people were just doing more and more selfies and more checking. And it started out where people might be on social media for an hour a day. Then they went up to about an average of 3 hours a day, excluding usages for work. And then many volunteers started noticing that their social media was over 8 hours a day, again, non-work-related purposes. And at least 60% of the sample used Facebook, 25% used Instagram, 13% used Twitter and Snapchat, and more than two-thirds of the volunteers used social media for posting images. And they're posting more and more selfies, and you're seeing people, gosh, they wake up in the morning and they post a selfie brushing their teeth and sitting down and saying, look what I'm having for breakfast. And, you know, it's like nobody cares, you know.
They call it the play-by-play.
And the play, you know, that's what's happening. It is. It's play-by-play. And they're, everybody's, look, I just got in the car and I turned the car on. I'm driving to work, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, look, I'm stopped at a stop sign, you know, at a red light. And so
shall I have toast on my butter?
You know, something. But it becomes, the study is showing that people are going crazy with social media, and it's not actually healthy. It's producing a lot of tendencies in psychology that are making people more depressed, more lonely. They feel more out of touch with society, and yet at the same time, they're using these social media more and more. And I think at some point, what's going to happen is we're going to start seeing the government want to regulate the amount of social media that is going to be for children, because it's actually, it gets to be a little bit unhealthy. So much social media, and children are learning this from the time they're really little. And 2, 3, 4 years old, you're seeing kids already on their social media.
You know what they should do would be a great idea if it had a logged on time of your total.
Oh,
maybe
sure.
It would put people in check, you know, like,
I think they actually have some new programs that parents can use to monitor the amount of time their kids are doing social media. But it is true, and it is something that we need to be concerned about. And it's one thing, you know, to check your emails and find out the news that's going on. But there's people that are addicted. I mean, they are waking up in the middle of the night and checking their emails and their comments on Facebook. And there's when they don't have it for a while. they start to go through like withdrawals. And I remember my wife and I were talking about that Ed Sheeran, he's one of our favorite entertainers, and for a whole year he gave up his telephone and gave up social media. He did it to write more and to become a little bit more introspective, and he really learned a lot. So there's something to be said for limiting the use of the social media. I think the people my age, as an example, we don't get too hung up on social media, but all of the new, the teenagers, the young adults, they're involved with it pretty much 24 hours a day. And it really is, it really is getting to be, I think, a hazard. And it can really be also driving. You're seeing all these people on texting while they're driving and using their telephones while they're driving, and accidents are occurring more and more. Now they have all of these things on YouTube as an example, where you can watch YouTube, and here's people on their iPhones and their iPads, and they're walking down the street, and they're slamming into a light, a lamp post, or there's an open manhole, and they don't see it, and they fall down the manhole. So there's a lot of these things now showing the funny aspects of it, but it really isn't funny, because even walking across the street, even paying attention to the signals or the traffic, and people are just locked into their phones, and they're not looking at really what's happening around them. I want to say good morning to you all. Thank you for joining me. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Can you talk about why people do not get over colds? I've noticed that it stays longer, weeks and months, with cough and phlegm. Could it be because of contrails?
Well, it can, you know, contrails, that's, you know, one esoteric reason. Mm-hmm. But certainly when you look at overall the environment that everybody's experiencing over the last 50 years, the environment has only gotten worse. And the food has become more toxic. There's more chemicals in food. There's more pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides. There's more food colorings and food flavorings in all our food. There's more just toxic stuff in our environment. All of the, you go to the average household and go under the sink in the kitchen and look at all of those chemicals that are under there. Or you go into the bathroom and you look at all the chemicals that are in the bathroom. And you see everything that we're being exposed to. Homes are being built with more and more artificial substances. The carpets, as an example, that are outgassing, or even the glues that are used, and the fiber boards, and the paints that are being used. All of those chemicals outgas. And so we're being exposed. Now, when you go back and you see your immune system when we were young, we could fight those things and get over it very quickly. But as we get older and older, especially if when you're eating the way that, say, is not as healthy as what I talk about, you'll find that that's when the colds and flus come on. So, and that's one of the things that I teach. When you don't feel well, or when you're not healing as well, the first thing that you want to look at and talk and do a self-analysis is, what am I eating? What am I putting in my mouth? What am I being exposed to? And a lot of people don't even realize the soaps that you wash your clothes with and that you clean your house with, and that those fumes are constantly could be making you more susceptible. And then if you're not taking the supplements, you'll find that a lot of chemicals build up in your body. You have certain chemicals in your body that help to detoxify the body, like glutathione or superoxide dismutase, and those can get depleted in the body if you're not taking in enough vitamin C, vitamin E, or almost the B complex for your nervous system. And you'll find that your body over a period of time starts to succumb to all of these chemicals. And in traditional medicine, you're going to see, well, people are getting sicker and sicker. These first, actually this generation and the last one are the first two generations where life expectancy is less than what it was for the rest of society over the years. Each successive generation has gotten healthier and lived longer. Now we're living longer because of medical intervention, not because people are healthy. It's because medicine has become where we can keep someone alive, even if they're brain dead, we can keep them alive for years. And again, not necessarily a good thing. You know, this is what I think is going on. I think that just we're being so exposed, and especially the chemicals, because all those chemicals act as estrogen in our bodies, and so they're hormone disruptors. And because of that, we're seeing more and more cancer and more autoimmune diseases. So when you have those kinds of things, and you get a cold or a flu, and then the other thing that we can put on top of that is all of the vaccines. Now, the one group of vaccines that I disagree with the most is the influenza vaccines, because those vaccines still have a lot of Thermocell in them, which is a mercury-based compound, and there's no amount of mercury that is healthy or appropriate to inject inside the body, right directly into the bloodstream. And these vaccines, and even the vaccines like chickenpox and mumps and measles, you know, nobody dies from those vaccines. You hear the government going crazy and screaming and yelling, and oh my God, we've got to make sure everybody's vaccinated. 45 people in the entire United States have gotten measles or sick from the mumps or something like that. And or it might be 25, 30 in 10 different states. Well, I mean, you have 300 million plus people in the United States. And the only people that succumb to these childhood diseases are when you go to places that are very poor, in Africa and Biafra and, you know, Asia, different places where there's no clean water, there's no good sewage, and you have sewage running down the streets and people being exposed to those things. Then you have the mumps and measles and chicken pox and those kinds of things that can really be much more dangerous. But when you're talking someplace that has hygiene and clean running water and water where you can shower and clean yourself and soap and actually take care of the natural hygiene that is required, you'll find that animals don't poop where they sleep. They just, they're very careful animals, what they do, even all forms of animals. So, except for humans, it seems like we just do things that are the antithesis of natural health. You know, we do things that are like on purpose testing our immune systems. And so this is what's going on. And the more, that's why I suggest more and more possible when you're making food choices to do organic food. Organic food is again, the way to go when it comes to eating is at least as healthy as you can. And most people have access to healthier foods now. Most places have a Whole Foods or Sprouts or different health food supermarkets now. But nowadays, even places Albertsons and Food Kings and other kinds of supermarkets and Kroger and all of these, even Walmart and Kmart, they have the big superstores with the supermarkets inside them. They're all having more and more organic. I know if you shop at Costco, as an example, their frozen food department is just full of organic frozen foods. You can get grass-fed beef, hormone-free chickens and turkey. You can get the wild fish now. So more and more stores are catering to the health conscious, but at the same time, you're finding general society that's really not exposed to the health information, usually until something's wrong. Then all of a sudden they start researching because mom or grandma or their child or somebody is sick and they want to get them better. But it's a lot easier to practice prevention than it is to try and get rid of something. So when it comes to chronic mucus and sinus congestion and drainage, one of the things that you want to look at is what foods you're eating. When you go back to the turn of the century at 1900, there was Arnold Ehrhardt, and he wrote what was called the mucusless diet. And for those of you that are really mucusy and allergies, you might want to look that book up. It's called The Mucusless Diet by Arnold Ehrhardt. And he talked about it. So you can think of it. What happens when you drink a glass of milk? What do you get in the back of your throat? You know, you just get this phlegm in the back of your throat when you eat a big bunch of cheese. But the same thing happens when you take white bread. I know that when we were kids, you used to take a thing of white bread, take the crust off of it, and take the slice of bread, and you'd put it into a little teeny ball, and you'd squeeze it up. And this little flour would become this little starchy ball, and we played with it. But it's nothing but pure starch, and it ends up being pure mucus in the body. So it's one of the things that you can do. So the more mucus you have coming out, sinuses, coughing, that kind of thing, check out, first thing is look at what you're eating. If you're having a chronic bronchitis, some of the things that you can do, which are the easiest ways to begin to clean out your body, is just eat fruits and vegetables for 2, 3, or 4 days. And that's going to really make a big difference, especially when they're organic. Another thing that you can do is increase the raw food content. You know, you can read about Herbert Shelton and T.C. Fry and the natural hygienic movement, and they talked a lot about raw food and juicers, traditional juicers, Norman Walker and his books on juice therapy and using juice. And let me tell you, the Walker juicer, of course, is very expensive. But any good juicer, that's another way to start helping to clean yourself out. Carrot juice or carrot beet and carrot beet ginger with an apple. All of those are, one, it's getting high-grade nutrients at a concentrated level, and it also helps to detoxify the body. So you can do things very simply by adding more fruits and vegetables, by increasing the amount of raw food, and of course when I mean raw, I'm talking fruits and vegetables, and when you're finding yourself sick too often, you might increase to a 70% raw food diet, and you'll find that you begin to clear up that mucus and those allergies very quickly. And again, when you don't feel well, think first, what did I eat, not what's wrong. The average person is going to go, what's wrong? And instead, I want you to think, what did I eat? So anyway, I think that answered the question. That's what's happening. And so the only way is to stop what I call stepping on the landmines. You know, when you're eating a lot of garbage full of chemicals, it's the same thing as stepping on the landmines. So eat as much as you can that's natural, organic, and you'll find that it really translates into being much healthier. Especially when you do it, your kids will do it. Now, one of the things you can do with your kids when they're 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years old, if you want them to eat more vegetables, have them help you in the kitchen. You know, have them, they want to help, they want to participate. And so you can make your own salad dressings, and the way to do that is have the kids help you. Here, hand me those tomatoes. Let's put the tomatoes, cut that up, and make a salad dressing with that. So, you know, you put the apple cider vinegar and a little flax oil, olive oil, a tomato, some onions, some chives, some garlic, maybe a handful of red raspberries. You put it in a blender, and you have a wonderful raspberry vinaigrette dressing. And it's things like that will get the kids involved, and especially, you know, when you have them help, the kids help set the table, cut the vegetables, you know, watching so they don't hurt themselves. But the more they feel involved, then the more they will actually eat those foods. Another thing is maybe check out sprouter trays and start to grow sprouts, because those are the healthiest foods in the world that you can possibly eat. They're the most live. Alfalfa sprouts, broccoli sprouts, radish sprouts, bean sprouts. Any bean can be sprouted, and it takes anywhere from 3 to 7 days, depending upon how long you want the sprout. But it increases the vitamin content, must be 40, 50 times.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There's a lot of people that eat diet foods. And one of them, there was a bombshell study, and that's the words they use, bombshell study, shows that the aspartame depletes neurotransmitters in the brain, and it makes brains vulnerable to chemical damage from food and vaccines. And there was an article that came out, and it was published in the Journal of Traditional Complementary and Alternative Medicine. Study was entitled Impact of Aspartame Consumption on Neurotransmitters. And so they found that people that used a lot of aspartame, which is one of those weight loss chemicals that is used, and they said that people that used it for over 10 to 40 days had severe depletion in biochemical analysis of neurotransmitters, acetylcholine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, aminobutyric acid and serotonin. And all of these, it also lowered the amount of some of the detoxification chemicals in the brain, superoxide dismutase and glutathione. So all of that. So basically they found that it's dose dependent. The more aspartame and these chemicals that you take in, the more destruction on the neurotransmitters and brain chemicals necessary for the function of nerve neurons. So Things like serotonin and GABA and dopamines were reduced significantly compared to those that didn't use those chemicals. So they found also that the antioxidants that protect the brain tissue for oxidative damage, often caused by the chemical exposure, were sharply depleted. So anyway, the conclusion of the study is consumption of aspartame for a long period of time increased oxidative stress in the brain, and disruption in neurotransmitters affected the psychology or the physiology of the brain. So that's something that you might want to pay attention to and find out how much of that are you putting into your body that you really don't know about. So, you know, you want to be careful. Let's see, there was a question about essential oils for glaucoma. And I'm not sure, Vince, if you're listening, or Al, if you're listening, maybe give a call in. Are there some really good essential oils for glaucoma? Now, there's some really good nutrients for glaucoma. And there's some herbs. Bilberry is an example. Grapeseed extract, pine extract, extra vitamin C, all of anything that helps to build the small capillaries in the eye can really make a difference with glaucoma. And glaucoma is where the pressure of the eye goes up. So vitamin E with selenium, but not just regular vitamin E, mixed vitamin E. And that means the tocotrienols and tocopherols and the alpha, beta, gamma, delta. And that would make a big difference. And I would take at least 800 units of those with the mixed nutrients added to that. Not just the alpha tocopherol. Also, glutathione can really help. And any of them, some of the minerals like zinc and selenium, they can be very beneficial for the eyes. So there's a lot of nutrients, macronutrients and micronutrients, that can help prevent glaucoma. I know when people take Prime Longevity and they're on medication, whether it's drops or oral medication, oftentimes their pressure... I've had people with pressure as high as 20 and 24, 24 in each eye, go all the way down to 12, 11 and 12 when they're consuming the supplement Prime Longevity. So that does make a difference. You can use something like that. Remember, Prime Longevity has those nutrients in it. It has the CQ10 at high dose. It has the resveratrol at high dose. Resveratrol is what you find in red wine and in grape seeds and grape skins, and also lipoic acid and astaxanthin, and it has 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, not just 3 to 5. It has a pomegranate extract and turmeric extract and cinnamon extract and all of the B complex and vitamin D. It has chromium and vanadium to lower your sugars. So if you're diabetic and you're taking Prime Longevity, you have to monitor your sugar so that you know how much medication you're taking, because you will need to lower the amount of medication that you're taking on that. So anyway, is Vince on? Who's is?
Yeah, we got Vince on the line.
Hey, Vince. Good morning. I knew you'd be on the line. I saw you listening.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you? What's happening?
We're doing good. We had a question from a caller and wanted to know if, for glaucoma, are there any good essential oils or essential oil blends that have been used for eye health? And I would say anything for the eye, not just glaucoma, but macular degeneration or anything, if you know that.
Absolutely. My number one thought would be frankincense essential oil, but I certainly wouldn't discount copaiba.
Oh, yes, the new.
What I would do is, yeah, absolutely. And when in doubt, always dilute the oils. So a little drop of coconut oil on your hand, one drop of frankincense, put it around your eyes, never in the eyes. But, you know, that particular oil or combination of copaiba and frankincense is going to help to nourish those.
Now, both of those can be taken internally. Both copaiba and frankincense can be taken. Yeah. So I would do those. Yeah, no question.
And like we've always said, when we've got any kind of issue in the body, two things wrong with the cells. We're deficient in nutrition and we're toxic. So essential oils will help to balance that toxicity and help to get that toxicity out, nourish the muscles in the eyes, nourish the cellular function in the eyes, and then nutrition, like you said, prime longevity, lifelong vitality from doTERRA. Either one of those products, those fish oils are super important for eye health.
So, oh, yes, I forgot about mentioning that. Yeah. Yeah, the omega-3 fish oils, DHA, EPA, very, very good. And that's also for the brain. So any eye health, brain health, they're going to both be included in that. And actually, it's going to affect your whole immune system. So all of those are going to be effective.
Correct. Well, love what that's doing for us, and how's everything going in El Paso?
Oh, super good. Al's going to be here next week at the studio, and he's going to be on the radio. So
we're excited.
Probably you'll call in and be on there right at his side, I'm sure, because we want to talk about
snowing here in Salt Lake.
Oh, it is snowing. Oh my gosh, we keep seeing
beautiful morning.
We keep seeing one storm after the next going through from California, Oregon, Washington, going all the way across to New York. It seems like there's just one storm after the next every single week. It's got to be after a while, man.
You know what's new? We've had earthquakes.
Oh my.
The last couple of weeks. Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I wonder if that's
a couple of earthquakes that
is it from the fracking, or did they know what it's from?
No, they didn't. I mean, it's just a little city that's a couple of miles away from us, and nothing major. But it's just kind of crazy.
I know in Utah
earthquakes in the next.
In Utah, they're talking about and in the Dakotas where they're doing a lot of fracking. That has actually increased some of the micro earthquakes, and they're thinking because of all
that stuff being injected.
Anytime you start screwing with the environment, you know, there's going to be ramifications, and it's kind of hard to figure out what's really going to be happening and anticipate, you know, what could go wrong. But, once you start messing with Mother Nature...
Mother Nature, treat her well.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Vince. I knew you'd be there and get us. And the one thing people have to be careful of when they put essential oils around their eyes, especially the ones that have a lot of intense fumes, like ginger and peppermint and spearmint, you have to be careful because those fumes can really sometimes bother your eyes. Melaleuca. Yeah.
I always tell people, if you've got any doubt in your mind, should I dilute this oil? Just dilute it.
Exactly.
You know, it's better to be safe than sorry. Just real quick, Ellie, let me announce our beautiful specials this month. We've got Deep Blue Rub and Deep Blue Oil for free if you order 200 points this month. What a great way to, it's a great oil to help with any kind of pain, inflammation, that sort of thing. So great oil to use. And if you order by the 15th of the month, you'll get a free lemongrass this month.
Those are pretty good.
Get all over that special. Oh, great specials. You know, if you go into the store and you want to take advantage of that, great time to sign up with a $200 order, 200 PV order, and you're going to get those oils for free.
So, and that's good.
I invite you to get into the store and, talk to Adon, Rosa, and let them help you out.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Vince. Of course, we'll be talking to you next week because Al's going to be here, and looking forward to that. So thank you very much for listening and coming in on that.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So when we get back, we'll continue with some of the articles. I have one on nature's most effective anti-hypertensive foods. So hypertension is pretty big going around. So again, we always look to food first. So I'll hopefully cover that when we come back. Anyway, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Talking about articles that are using food and food-based products to help with hypertension. So that's really good. I want to cover that if I can. And are you there listening? Do you have a question, or are you just listening?
No, I have a question, and that's in Amarillo, Texas. This is Joy from Amarillo.
Oh, hi, Joy. How are you? Good, good. Yeah, how can I help?
And with springtime coming up, I'm thinking of liver and gallbladder cleanse. And so I was wanting a good protocol for that.
Oh, sure.
And I also wonder if you could... Could you comment on the importance of a healthy liver as far as hormonal balance? Does the liver affect the hormones?
Well,
if it's toxic?
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, the liver affects everything. The liver is one of the major detoxification organs. It also produces tissues and puts amino acids together. And it's just one of the most important organs in the system. What's unique about it is if someone like in a family member needed part of a liver or liver transplant, you can donate up to a third or so of your own liver, and it'll grow back. And you can donate that to a loved one or somebody who needs it, and it can be used. So the liver is just phenomenal. And some of the things that you can do, a liver gallbladder. The gallbladder is used to store bile that's produced in the liver. And then the gallbladder stores it. And when you eat a fatty meal, it squeezes. And it squeezes into the duodenum and goes into the small intestine. And that bile helps to emulsify the fats. So when you eat healthy fat, liver and gallbladder work efficiently. But when you're eating garbage fats, the wrong kinds of fats, and I tell people, don't use canola oil. It's one of the worst oils you can possibly use. It clogs up your brain. It makes your blood thick and gunky. And yet, even on all these cooking shows, and I like to watch a number of them, I like to watch Beat Bobby Flay. He's a great chef, and people just, he wins 90% of the time. But he even uses canola oil, and I'm just surprised that they haven't learned to be able to use healthier oils. So, don't use those. That can really clog up your liver. A lot of garbage food can clog up your liver. So when you're eating foods high in pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, all of those have to be cleaned out by the liver. And all of those, again, affect the hormones. So you get hormonal disruptions. A lot of women, as an example, that have chronically heavy periods and clotting and irregular periods, often they do a general liver cleanse. And, you don't have to necessarily do a complete liver cleanse. We have one that is listed, and it's free of charge. And you can go to Health Naturally, our store, and on our information page, there is a liver gallstone flush. And that's been around from one of my mentors, John Christopher, for many, many years, since late 70s, really. And it's a great cleanse. And you eat a lot of apples and pineapples for a number of days. And then you do raw food with no fats for a couple of days. Absolutely zero fat. And then there's a mixture on how to use olive oil with lemon juice and grapefruit juice and citrus juice like that mixed with the olive oil. And you drink that, and then it'll help purge the liver and gallbladder of most of the stones. We've done this hundreds of times where people have passed gallstones, so you don't need the surgery. And it really can. But one of the most effective ways is keeping the liver healthy to begin with, so that you don't necessarily have to do a detox. And again, when you're eating organic food and you're eating a good amount of fresh fruits and vegetables, and especially for the liver, red vegetables like beets and greens, things that are high in nutrient density, that's going to make a big difference for you. Garlic and onions and sulfur-bearing vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbages, fermented foods, all of those are going to really help the liver gallbladder. And I know people that have done that liver gallstone flush once a month for 6 months to get rid of all the stones. We've had people that have gotten rid of 400 or 500 stones, and you put they've even put a gauze in the toilet to catch them, and you'll hear clink, 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 clink of the stones hitting the toilets on the bottom. So it's one of the things. Again, milk thistle is one of the best herbs that you can take. Any of the bitter herbs are also going to be very good. Bayberry, barberry, and cramp bark, and these kinds of herbs are very, very good for the liver. So, again, garlic and onions, they're going to be some of the best foods because of the high sulfur compounds. So that's the way to do it. Drink a lot of water. You know, you're making sure you're drinking healthy, good water, and you drink a good glass of water before each meal, an hour. You drink another glass of water with each meal. That's room temperature, and you put a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in with that, and that'll help digest your food. For those of you that notice you're getting gassy and bloated when you eat, take a food enzyme combination. We use Nature Sunshine or doTERRA. They have wonderful food enzymes that have a mixture of different enzymes in it to help digest fats, proteins, carbohydrates. So Proactazyme, food enzyme, digestin, all of these are going to be very good. And so that's the way to do it. Drinking the water, eating healthy, and doing that, then we don't have to worry and concentrate on, I better do a liver cleanse. So, but I've had, even my mother-in-law, who was died at 89 years old, when she was 88, 87, and she was having migraines, and we said, Lily, let's do a liver cleanse. And she did it, and bam, all her migraines went away. And they started coming back a couple, 3-4 months later. She did another one, and bam, her migraines went away. So it's a way that you can assess how well your body's doing, because when the liver is healthy, everything else stays healthy, because the liver is such a major channel of making new tissue and detoxifying the body. So anyway... no question about it. That's how you deal with the liver gallbladder. Now, once you have your gallbladder removed, of course, there's not much you can do. You can't put it back in. So then what ends up happening is the liver has to store the bile. And then when you eat, that bile is still squeezed into the bile duct and into the intestinal tract, where it helps to emulsify the fat. So again, that's how you can do it. You stay healthy, you know, to begin with. Then you don't have to do the detoxing. Did I answer? Did you have any more?
Thank you for your
you're welcome. And please, thank you for tuning in. Okay, there was one where we were talking about fracking and oil and gas. And boy, it is true. Someone, firstly, lastly, wrote about some of the magnetic resonance of the dipole generator from Don Smith. You know, Nikola Tesla gave free electricity to the world back in 1904. And again, there was a big, what would you call it? A big, not an argument, a contest between Einstein and Tesla. And what ended up happening in the 20s, 30s, and they were finding which one do we use? Einstein wanted to use the nuclear, and that's what ended up happening because of his mathematical formulas equals mc squared. Anyway, Tesla would talk about, look, you're wrong, it's not gravity, it's electricity, and here's how you can get free electricity. And how you produce electricity, by the way, is you take a mass, any mass, and you spin it in an electrical field or a magnetic field, and that produces electricity. So the Earth is a pretty large mass, and it's surrounded by a magnetic field. So as long as the Earth spins, you have electricity in the atmosphere. And he developed a way of pulling electricity directly out of the atmosphere. But of course, he was ridiculed, and they even made cartoons back in the 40s. He was the mad scientist, and they really just tried to make him as the evil mad scientist, where actually he was the greatest scientist that's ever lived, and so many inventions are his. From the radio, it was not Marconi that developed the radio, it was Tesla. And he did remote control and laser and electricity and all of these things that we take for granted today. And but he gave free electricity. But the oil companies at the time, the gas and oil and diesel and kerosene companies, they were very powerful. And then you had Ford Motor Company. And actually, they made an electric motor, electric car way back then, what was quite very good, drove for a long time. And even the cars that they had back then, when they had such poor roads, they didn't break down, they were just built really well. And anyway, they wanted gasoline, and they wanted Ford wanted every person to have a car, and they could have designed things differently and using free electricity and rapid transit, but they didn't do that, and Tesla got kind of pushed to the wayside, so many people don't even know who he was anymore, and yet he gave free electricity to the world. So let's see, I want to go cover that article. There was an article on nature's most effective anti-hypertensive foods, and more people are suffering from high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, and it's dubbed the silent killer, because this dangerous condition, you often have no symptoms, and hypertension affects 1 in 3 American adults, and only a portion of those who have been diagnosed are able to maintain their blood pressure naturally. And people who suffer from this condition often don't realize that they have it until it has progressed into much bigger problems like heart attacks and strokes and aneurysms and kidney disease. So there's some conventional medications, of course, available for hypertension, but they're all associated with adverse side effects. So some of the patients prefer not to take them. Fortunately, there are many ways that you can routinely improve blood pressure, and these include, of course, regular exercise and eating antihypertensive foods. So the exercise program, it could be as simple as walking, but you don't want to just walk the same pace. What you do is fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. And that rehabilitates the heart and the lungs. So you can walk out there. And to improve the walking, to make it even a more strenuous exercise, you can get ankle weights and wrist weights and a vest with weights. And what you do, instead of changing your exercise, you just keep adding a little weight to your ankles and hands and vest. And you keep just adding that amount of weight. And so, but again, you do 30 seconds fast, a minute to a minute and a half slow, 30 seconds fast, a minute to a minute and a half slow. Now, there are some things that you can do. Foods that are high in antioxidants, and then foods that are high in magnesium. Okay, magnesium is one of the most important minerals that you can take for hypertension. Actually, magnesium, the mineral silica, and then the vitamin C, and all of the vitamin C complex, all the flavonoids. So some of the best sources of that are going to be your nuts and seeds, almonds and walnuts and pecans and cashews. Now, cashews, you have to be careful. I want you to buy sustainable cashews and cashews that come from companies that don't enslave children and women, because cashews are grown and they have to be soaked, boiled actually in water, and then for at least 30 minutes to get the chemicals out of it. And they have women and children in slave camps around the world. So I don't recommend cashews unless you know it comes from a good source. But your almonds and walnuts and pecans, sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds, all of these are going to be high in minerals and high in silica. And they're also going to boost your mood by increasing brain hormone, serotonin. And this consequently lowers blood pressure. They're all high in magnesium.
Our cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Oop,
what happened? Next one, and we'll break in a moment. I just want to finish this article. The next one is turmeric. And that's that golden spice compound that's got the chemical curcumin in it. And it's a very strong antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. And we find that high blood pressure is usually, or inflammation is the precursor to hypertension. So turmeric increases nitric oxide that circulates in the blood. And nitric oxide acts as a vasodilator. It means it causes the blood vessels to relax. And so nitric oxide is really important. Superoxide dismutase also helps with that. Also to absorb more of the turmeric, take it with black pepper. Pepper has a chemical in it called piperine. And piperine is very good for intrinsic factor in the stomach. And so that can help. So turmeric, very easy to take and put a teaspoon, but make sure it's organic, non-irradiated. The next thing is dark greens, things like kale and spinach and red leaf and romaine and all of the baby greens. Again, they're high in magnesium, and they really do help to lower blood pressure, and they're high in vitamin C. So those are be very effective for lowering blood pressure. The next one, and probably the most important one, is fish oil. And that comes from either salmon or anchovies or mackerel or herring or sardines. And that's an omega-3 fatty acids. And these are great for heart health, for triglycerides. They keep the platelets from sticking. And it's a natural remedy for hypertension. So there's a healthy balance of omega-3 to omega-6 in most of the fish oils. You want a good 1-to-1 or 1-to-3 ratio, 1 omega-3 to 3 omega-6, or as high as 1-to-6, but no higher than that. And you want to get more omega-3 as opposed to the omega-6. The omega-6 can be inflammatory, where the omega-3 is very much anti-inflammatory. So again, if you can get that ratio of one omega-3 to three omega-6s, you can reduce your hypertension by up to 70%. Another one that was done in a study done in the Journal of Pharmacological Sciences revealed that it was garlic, and eating garlic for 6 months significantly improved blood pressure. Now, I would add to that chives and onions, and they can be crushed, you know, sliced. Garlic compounds can be crushed to release the allicin, and the onion compounds, you can saute those and put it in salads, or saute them in butter and put them in all your cooked vegetables. The other one, the next group would be some fruits, and that's pomegranates and berries. And pomegranates are very high in what's called tannins and anthocyanins and ellagic acid, and they have very high antioxidant properties and actually help with rebuilding the blood vessels. And pomegranates especially, they're used also in preventing cancer and plaque buildup. So again, the plaque builds up because of inflammation that is inside the blood vessels. Another one is a sweetener, and it's called stevia, and that's a natural sweetener that contains steviosides, and they can significantly lower blood pressure. And but you got to use and I would use stevia instead of any of the other sugars, except for maybe raw honey and raw maple syrup. And then the last one that's got to be one of the strongest is beets, beetroot. And this is that brightly colored vegetable. It's red, and it's packed with chemical nitrates that can be converted into natural vasodilator, nitric oxide. It can also reduce blood pressure by up to 10 to 20 millimeters of mercury in just a few hours. So this is really good. Beetroot juice now is being used by athletes all over, and they're using it as part of their athletic program.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
This was a new article that came out, and it was how to get rid of stress in 5 minutes. And oh my gosh, it was really a really great technique. And I'm trying to think of where was the study. It came out in the journal Hardy and Soul, Heart and Soul, and it came from remedies.news. And anyway, the article talked about hand reflexology, and whether you've had a tough day at work, or you got into a fight with a close friend, or you're having some money issues, everyone feels stressed sometimes. And stress and strong emotions like fear, anger, or sadness are perfectly normal, but you don't want it to interfere with your daily activities. And you want it to go away in a couple of hours, not just to linger around. Well, sometimes stress can give you that extra push to develop new skills and broaden your horizons, but sometimes stress can linger over long periods of time and can cause be actually harmful to your health and well-being. So, there's all kinds of stress-relieving anti-anxiety medications, even vitamins and minerals and supplements, and of course, exercise is one of the best that you can do. A lot of the drugs are very addictive and come with a host of side effects. But one of the easiest things that you can do, they found that a 5-minute hand reflexology massage to relieve daily tension and stress. And reflexology is an ancient Japanese technique that boosts physical and mental health in a unique way. Most people who seek help of a reflexologist are looking for a natural way to treat common conditions, such as musculoskeletal pain, insomnia. Anyway, they found that a good, strong hand massage, that it balances the energy in your body, and it actually helps to reduce the stress. So easy hand reflexology techniques can be performed on yourself or any time. Have you ever noticed it's just like offering your hand to someone, or giving your hand to someone, that it's very relaxing and helpful? So you can notice that just sometimes someone taking your hand and massaging your hand, and it's really, they even talk about each finger's connected to a particular attitude or feeling. And we know in Ayurvedic medicine and that when you look at the earth, water, fire, air, and ether, each finger represents a different center in the body. The pinky is the earth energy. The ring finger is the water energy. The middle finger is the fire energy. And the pointer is the air energy. And the thumb is the ethers. So you can affect the different energy centers in the body by massaging those fingers, and also by massaging the palms of your hand and the muscle parts of your fingers and thumbs. So, you know, it's something that's quite easy to do. It's finding somebody to do a hand reflexology technique, or you can actually do it yourself, and just, you know, one hand massages the other hand, and then switch after a while. You can massage individually the fingers. You can squeeze the fingers, apply pressure for 1 to 2, you know, for 30 seconds to a minute. Then you can do it just to the point where you're feeling pain. You don't want to hurt yourself. But you can oftentimes, when you're penetrating into the muscles of the hand, just remember there is a, in body work, there's a rule, a law, actually, and it says the deeper you want to go, the slower you want to move. So when you want to penetrate deeply into the tissue, you have to move very slowly. And so when you find a spot in your hand, and if it hurts, then just hold that spot and let the body relax into it. And you'll notice that you get stress relief. And you can repeat that technique to all of the fingers. And it's just a way that while you're sitting there getting your hand massaged, you can close your eyes and breathe. And, you know, it's just a great way of stress reduction. And so I'm going to say take advantage of it. It's an easy thing to do. And you can just really use things like that that are just so simple, and yet they're so profound. And you can really just, let me go back to, okay, there was another article I want. You know, we've been talking a lot about today on how to avoid getting sick, or once you are sick, what do you do? And there was a nice article that came out in Natural News, and it says, while there are natural medicines like oil of oregano and vitamin C, and they can all help build your immune system and to really help so that you don't get sick, But when you do get sick, there's, again, some simple techniques that when you avoid, remember I'm telling you to eat certain foods like garlic and onions and fruits and vegetables and pomegranates and berries. But when you are sick or feeling yourself get sick, there's certain things that you can want to do and when you're sick, and that's to avoid certain food groups. So number one is avoid any fried foods when you're not feeling well. And so that's going to really make a big difference, especially unhealthy oils like Wesson oil and Mazola oil and corn oil. All of those are inflammatory oils. So when you're eating those kinds of foods, you will feel that your body just becomes more and more toxic. So one of the first things you do is cut out fried foods, and you'll find that you start reducing inflammation very quickly. The second thing is reduce sugary sweetener sodas because they can be dangerous for multiple different reasons. One is you're just having huge amounts of sugar. That's going to elevate your insulin levels. And another is that sugar depletes your body of vital minerals like calcium and magnesium. So you want to cut out soda drinks. But sometimes a little soda feels comfortable when you don't feel well. And that's where I'm saying you can get seltzer water. Just plain seltzer water and add a little bit of pomegranate juice to that. And you'll find that that's going to give you the same as drinking a soda. You want to cut out red meats and most animal meats at all completely when you don't feel well, especially things like salami and bologna and these kind of processed meats. But you want to cut out most animal products when you don't feel well. And the same thing is you want to cut out most dairy products when you don't feel well. Corn and gluten you want to cut out. Breads. Now, the bread that I usually recommend is sprouted grain breads. You can get those in any frozen food section of the supermarket. And then if you want something like corn tortillas, they have to be GMO-free. And so the other thing is not just dairy products, but give up cheeses when you don't feel well. And also, if you can, you don't want to drink alcohol when you're not feeling well. It's only going to make things worse. So what you can do is add things like ginger and ginger tea, use a lot of soups, chicken soup and onion soup and garlic soup, and then you can use honey to treat a sore throat, raw honey. A spoonful of honey in your ginger tea. It's also a powerful antimicrobial. So cut out those foods that are bad and add those foods that are good, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel better and do better. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. When you're not feeling well, that's when you add the frankincense, the copaiba, the different essential oils, the vitamins, minerals, all of those, the ginger tea, all of those are going to be, and those are repetitive. I can almost say that almost every time on every condition. So anyway, I really like copaiba by doTERRA. It's very strong. It competes with CBD oils. And the CBD, if you are having to do drug testing, then you have to be careful which kind of CBD oil you do buy. Make sure it's less than 3% THC. So anyway, All of those are going to be. Melissa is one of the best essential oils for any kind of virus, but it's an expensive one. But it is one of the best, so you can have it in there. You only use one drop at a time. That they work on the cannabidiols in the body. The therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning from Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a traditional naturopath. And today's show is brought to you by PrimeLongevity.com and Health Naturally. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off with another show, and we'll be back next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.